All rights reserved. We reserve all rights. Over the last 2 years, the world has gone crazy. I think we can all agree on that. But now the restrictions are all being lifted in many different countries, which begs the question, why? One need only look at the Rockefeller lockstep document for the answer to that one, but that's not the point of this video. This is. 2 weeks to flatten the curve has quietly morphed into 2 years of medical mayhem with social distancing, masks, gloves, PPE, face shields, stupid contraptions, hand sanitizer, plastic screens everywhere, testing of every orifice we have, checkpoints, COVID marshals, idiots on TV, idiots in government, idiots in healthcare, idiots in big pharma, health passes, green passes, COVID passes, digital passes, travel passes, QR codes, an app for this, an app for that, self-isolating, forced isolation, quarantine, mandates, restrictions, laws, fines, arrests, and to cap it all off, a monstrously aggressive campaign to inject the whole world with an experiment. Simple question. Do you want all of that to happen again? Apart from a very small minority that absolutely love their servitude, I think we can all agree that no, we don't want that to happen again. Well, let's take a look at what the powers that shouldn't be have in store for us in the future. As you can see, this small respite that we've been so graciously given by our overlords is not the end of this agenda by a long shot. We can expect new strains, new variants, new diseases, new threats to the world's populations in an ongoing push for total medical domination of the world. If we keep on listening to these medical experts, then all the crap that we've been through in the last 2 years will just keep moving forward and we will be embroiled in this medical tyranny for years to come. However, if we listen to these medical experts, everything, and I mean everything, stops right now and never ever comes back. How is this possible? The simple, quick, and correct answer is, the whole subject of virology and the study of infectious diseases is based solely on a flawed premise from its inception. This meaningless particle, which is the result of dead cells breaking down, is what virologists arbitrarily call a virus. No virus particle has ever been proven to cause sickness or disease. No virus particle has ever been proven to jump from one person to another, let alone jump from animals to humans. No virus particle has ever been solely isolated from a sick person and transferred to another, by any means. No virus particle has ever been shown to exist outside of a virologist's petri dish, therefore showing that aerial dispersion and transmission are impossible. No virus particle has ever been shown to invade a cell, multiply and destroy the cell, which is what is claimed as cytopathic effect theory. No virus particle has ever been fully purified and isolated from the fluid or tissue of a person or animal. No virus particle has ever been purified and isolated from a lab petri dish. In short, that meaningless debris particle, scientifically labeled as a virus, is exactly and only that. A meaningless debris particle. Period. But what about all the studies done throughout the years by eminent scientists? There aren't any. There are assumptions that the theories and fraudulent experiments done centuries and decades ago were legitimate and correct. They weren't. And we have shown this to be the case in 15 recent films. There are, however, two very seldom talked about studies that very succinctly disprove virus theory and the contagion myth. I bet you've never heard Dr. Fauci talking about those studies. So in closing, it really is this simple. If you want the last 2 years to keep repeating itself over and over and over again, then by all means, keep listening to these doctors and these medical experts. If you want everything to go away and never ever come back again, then listen to these doctors and medical experts. I know who I would choose, but the choice is yours. The first choice will give you medical tyranny, endless booster shots, never-ending restrictions on your daily life, travel restrictions, restriction of internet access without biometric logins, a digital, monitored, cashless currency, and forfeit of property ownership rights, among dozens of others. Option number two, however, will give you and everyone else around you complete and total medical freedom and none of the previously mentioned restrictions. A human being, a bat, or any other animal cannot make you sick with a virus. Proven. You won't kill Granny if you sneeze on her. Proven. You can't catch COVID or any other so-called virus from touching something that was touched by a sick person. Proven. There are no virus particles flying around waiting to pounce on you and make you sick. Proven. Hence, there is no such thing as asymptomatic transmission. It's a myth, and not a very good one at that. Proven. Masks don't prevent transmission, because there's nothing to transmit. Proven. And so, to my favorite quote on this subject. If germ theory was true, then nobody would be alive to believe it. So as we move forward, you have either this to look forward to, or this. Complete and utter medical freedom and peace of mind, knowing that there aren't any bugs or viruses flying around that will make you or anyone else sick ever again. Choice is yours. Medical tyranny on one hand, or freedom on the other. I know which one gets my vote.